Ken Parshat Kolach, we have the Maisa where Pinchas carried out the halacha kanoim by the way. He killed, says in the Pasuk, Vayomer for Ish Yisrael Akeva, Vayitgar Shneyem as Ish Yisrael as the Ish El Kavasa. So he killed them both. Chaim is bothered with Akasha. Kasha, the Bishlam of the Kiras Ish Yisrael Kemishvan Halacha Kanoim Paganim. He understands that he was able to kill the Yisrael because of Kanoim Paganim. Abu Hadisha, Eina Chayedis Misa, the Eina Mitsuba. He asks, what gave him the right to kill the Isha? Because he understands that she's not part of the Halacha Kanoim Paganim. Maybe you'll say because she might have been an Ashish. For her son, the Hereges, Al Hasafik. The Esher, Shadonba Mishved Hatehema. Perhaps she was killed because she has the same halacha as you find if a person's related to Hema. If Siv is at the Hema Taharagu, Uksiv Asher is Sakha Moirin Sar. So the Arachayim says that perhaps the reason that Pinchas was allowed to kill her is because she had the same status as one who's Rebeya Behema. So the killing of Zimri was because of Kanoi and Paganoi, and the killing of the woman was a different halacha. That's what the Arachayim says. In the beginning of Pinchas, when the Pasuk describes what Pinchas did, the Pasuk says, "V'shem ish Yisrael hamukeh asher hukah es hamidyonis zimri ben soldo." The Pasuk describes what Pinchas did, and the Pasuk says, "The name of the ish Yisrael hamukeh asher hukah es hamidyonis." The Pasuk describes the man being killed together with the woman. And then the Pasuk says, V'shem v'isha hamukah hamidyanis kavdi masur. The Chida is medayik that in the Pasuk describing Zimri, it speaks about the woman. V'shem ish Yisrael hamukah asher hukah es hamidyanis was Zimri ben Solu. The Pasuk is describing the man who was killed together with the woman. His name was Zimri. And the woman that was killed, her name was Cosby. So the Chidar writes that the Pasuk, the Dafka split this way to show us that there were two separate halachas that were negaya, the killing of this woman. The Shem Ish Yisrael HaMukher, this is the man being killed because of Tanoi and Paganbay, Asher Hukah Samid Yanis. So the Chidar, why is she mentioned in this Pasuk? Because Kanoi and Poygamba includes both the man and the Goya. So he's saying, not like the Arachayim. He says, this Pasuk is teaching us that Kanoi and Poygamba includes both of them. The second Pasuk is teaching us that there's another halacha. The Shem Risha Amukah Hamidyanis Kazbi Basur. That in addition to the fact that she was party to the Din Boil Ramis, which says, kill them both. There was also another halacha. The other halacha was that she has a din of being killed like a behema, and that was separate from the halacha of killing him. So the Chidah understands that the psukim are really telling us that there were two halachas. There was one halacha of killing them both because of Boil Ramis Tanayi Bagenbay, and a separate halacha that was relevant to her, that there's a din misa because of takala, because of behema. When the Rambam speaks about the halacha of Boil Aramis, so the Rambam writes in Perek Yudeis of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, so the Rambam brings Yisro Shabal Goya Mishar Ruhuma is Derek Ishus, a Yisraeli Shenifel Goya Derek Ishus as a lava loses Chatenbom. And then he explains it's only a lava Derek Chasnus. he writes in Halacha Dalet, Kol Haboril Goyim Ben Derech Hasnus Ben Derech Nus In Bala Befer Hesya Ushayivu Le'eni Asurim Yisrael Yeser In Hovu Boi Kanoim Behorguhu. If Kanoim kill him, Hare Eilu Mishubachim Uzrizim. V'dabar Zeh Halacha Umayshu Misinayu V'rayu L'dabar Zeh Maisa Pinchas Bezimri. So the halacha kanoim voidim by the halacha mashmisina is like the Rambam. We have a story in the Chumash, the Maisa where Pinchas killed Zimri. Ke'ena kanoim rashoy lefgoy behem, al vishas Maisa to Zimri, shenemar v'si'ishol kovasa. And he continues to describe that you can only kill vishas Maisa. The Rambam later writes, Yisroh habol agoya ben tana v'sholoshonu v'yamecha ben gadol ben knuya ben ichusish afilu hayakot m'teishoshonu v'yamecha ki v'shabal agoya v'zodoy harei zu nehereges ibnei shabos v'yisroel takala al yodeho k'behema. So the rabbi brings this halacha that if a yid is examined with a goya that you kill her like you kill a behema. So the rabbi, where do we find this halacha? The doors and the furish the tire. Shanem are hain haina, hoyu libne Yisrael with Barbillum, the Cholisha Yadas Yishu Mishu Zohar Harad. So when the Rambam brings the din of Kanoi and Koyinavai, he brings the story of Pinchas and killing Zimri. When he brings the halacha that you kill a Goya that's in the Nevelis to a Yid, he brings the Tzivwe, this expression, Matos, where they were told to kill all the women. This was the halacha of Takola that came about through these women. The Briskura points out that the Rambam does not bring the story of Zimri and Cosby to show a din of killing a Goya because of Takola. He brings a raya from the Tzivwe that was told afterwards when they went to Muhammad. That's mashma, that the din of killing her is part of the halacha of Kanoi and Koyinba. But he has the yukim, conflicting the yukim in the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Pogu Boi Kanoim, if Kanoim kill him, the Harguhu and kill him, Hare Eilu Mishubachim was reason. The Dabar Zeh Halacha Moshe Misinai, that Pinchas killed Zimri, that's the Kanoim Pagan Bai. He says, from there it's mashma, it's only a halacha in killing him. However, then he writes, V'ena Kanoi Rashoi Lufkoya Tvohen, here it's Loshen Rabin. Here it's mashma that killing the woman is also part of the halacha L'Moshe Misina. So he asks these conflicting diyukim. But then he points out that since the Rambam brings the raya that there's a din of killing the woman like a behema from the tzivui by Machemes Midyan, it's mashma that her being killed was part of Kanoi and Pagan Bai, not a halacha of Takala. That's what the Briska Rav raises in the Rambam. And the Briska Rav writes what he feels is a raya that really the killing of Cosby was not part of Kanoi and Pagan Bai, but rather the halacha of Takala. Because in the beginning of Matos, Rashi wants to know why was Pinchas the one that was sent to carry out this Muhammad. Beginning of Matos, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Pinchas to go to war, so Rashi says, So Rashi said, why did he send since he began the mitzvah by killing Cosby Basur, therefore he should finish the mitzvah. So the Biskarab is bothered that if killing Cosby Basur was part of Kanoim Pahimabai, then that's not the mitzvah of killing the Benois Midian because of Takala. So why is it considered being Geimer that mitzvah? There are two different dinim. There's one halacha Kanoim Pahimabai, and there's one halacha of Takala, of killing the woman. So the Biskarov said Smashma from this Rashi, that the halacha of killing Kozbi was because there was a din of carrying out takala. That's what the Briscoe Rav writes. But just to understand some of the nafkaminas in the two ways to understand the killing of the woman. Pinchas killed Zimri. It was not Misas Bezdin. It was Kanoim Pagenbay. If killing the woman was part of Kanoim Pagenbay, it's not Misas Bezdin. If killing the woman was not part of Kanoim Pagenbay, but it was a din of killing because of Takalo, then you need a Bezdin. The killing by Neshe Midian was a Hayrah Shah of Sibur that we understand was reflective of a din of Misas Bezdin, but there was no Sibur to kill Kozbi. So when Pinchas killed Kozbi, he was functioning as what? If it's not part of Kanoim Pagenbay, that means he's functioning as Bezdin. Now, by Bnei Nayach, the dinim of Bezdin are Dayan Echad, Eid Echad, Eid Nasadayan, you don't need Hasra. So then, he would be able to carry out the Dinei Mishpat, even though there's no real formal Moshe Bezdin. He'll be the Bezdin, he'll be the Dayan, he'll be the Eid. But are the dinim of killing a Goya as a Behema, do they have the dinim of Bnei Nayach or the dinim of Yisrael? Rashi writes to Sanhedrin that the Gemara darshens a pasuk that if a Bnei Nayach is mezana with a Naira Murasa, since Goyim don't have such a din of Naira Murasa, we darshen a pasuk that a Goya is Chayim Skila. Even though normally a guy is sayif for Eishes Ish, but they don't have Naira Murasa, so they're Nisrava, that is a Viyam Misa, but they have our din. Rashi writes in Sanhedrin, but you don't need a full Bezdin, you can have Dayan Echad Ve'ed Echad. But Bnei Yoyin writes in Sanhedrin, Yesh Lebal Din Machloik, that it's not Poshet to him, that if it's a din Yisra that you're carrying out, which a goy was nisrabed to, then perhaps he needs the gedarim of Dine Yisrael. There is no halacha by goyim of killing a behema because of takala. You only have that din by yidin. So if you only have that din by yidin, so what kind of din mishpat would you have? Would you have mishpate Yisrael or mishpate Akum? But this is something the Mechassinah also speaks about. So if we're going to understand that killing Kozbi was not a function of Kanoim Pagenbay, but it was a din of carrying out Misas Bezdin because of Takala, then you have to assume that the Dine Bnei Nayach Haplavi and Pinchas acted as Bezdin. That's what you'd have to say, and that's what the Briscoe Rav is coming to argue. I just want to point out that I think, based on what the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, perhaps we'll see that there's no raya that the Briscoe Rav is bringing to this. In the mitzvahs Loisasei Nun Beis, Rama writes, "His ironu mehischatin bekayfer, the lav to be mischatin with kayfer, loisaschatin bam, ubayir achaslas, etc." The Oyver Lav said, Yesh Ba'ansha Hefesh. So the Ram, somebody's Oyver this Lav, there's not a uniform Einish, there are different kinds of Einish. The Zer, Shehaboyl Goya, Kishaboyl Lev Befarhesia. If he's Mezana with her Befarhesia, Kol Misha Orgoy, Vuhu Dovet Ba'aveira, in a time of love, Hageder, Kamusha also Pinchos, the Zimri. Omru Haboyl Ram is Kabayim Ba'yubay. Avu betznoyim sha'omru, u'shiyolo befarhesia, v'shachsmaisikam, v'shishavaya. So, Dr. Rambam, there are different types of einshim for this life. If it's not before Hesia, Ishas Maisa, the Maisa Shahoya, then the Einish is Kanoyan Bayan. The Inloyos is that before Hesia Shatir Shleit Pogubay Kanoyan, Hine Mukuyat Chorus. Avalois Bahar's a chorus declared. The Ram explains in the Yad, it's chorus Medivrei Kabbalah, Tanan Mechomish, there's no Chi of Chatos, but it's chorus. Omru loy pogo bei panoi mahu viz bar shu bekoris, and it brings the posik. Uke shez amis alon shu bol goy of eina bahasra, loy kimid araisa. So the Rambam is saying the Feirish. Kanoi and poigen boy is an oinish for this love. The Torah said there's a love of the gazana with a goya. There are different oifanim of how a person gets punished. Sometimes it's malchus and bezin, sometimes it's koris and divrei kabbalah. And sometimes it's kavayim bayimai. So if this is right, then I think it takes away the brisker rav's fear from Rashi. It could be that killing Cosby was a key of kavayim bayimai. But the einish of kavayim bayimai is on the law of Isoschata. The killing of the isha as takala is also because you're over bayil bayim. So if the takala we're talking about, that you killed the woman, is because she was mashal him in this iser, this iser contains within it both kanoi poigim by the kares, the malchus, memela it shaya to say, hamyat maslo the mitzvah oimolei gemar, because his killing of Zimri and Cosby, that was the oinish for being mashal the yidin in this life. The killing of the Goyim, as like Behemoth, is also for the Takala being over this love. So since these are the different unction for this love, the Mela, that would be considered being Goyimer, the same mitzvah. So even if you would understand that the din of Kanoim Bainabai includes both the Ish and the Isha, it's still shy enough to call that Hamaskul the mitzvah Bainabai. Thank you.